Friday night on the veranda, my favorite time of the week. After our fish and chips, great Auntie Queenie takes us out onto the veranda for a story. "Snuggle in close, boy, and keep warm," she says. Great Auntie Queenie always says that, and then she pulls the blanket around Machu and me. Friday night on the veranda, Great Auntie Queenie plonks herself into the wicker chair and looks out into the darkness. "Snuggle in close, boy. Tonight's story is about a giant cannibal and a spider. So kia kaha, and don't let my words whakawehi you." Machu grabs my leg, cause he's younger and smaller than me. Great Auntie Queenie wriggles in her chair and stares out at the night. Friday night on the veranda, my favorite time of the week. Great Auntie Queenie coughs and begins her scary story. "Long ago, on the island of Hawaiki, there lived a giant bird whose name was Matuku Tangotango. Matuku was a fierce giant who cooked and ate anyone he caught passing by his secret cave. With the leftover bones from his kai, Matuku was building a great fence. Matuku's hunger was vast, and his fence needed many more bones before it would be finished. Friday night on the veranda, only Machu and I, the darkness and Matuku with his wall of bones, sitting with Great Auntie Queenie. One day," continues Auntie, "Matuku captured Wahiaroa, an old warrior, and all his servants. Wahiaroa was soon cooked and made a delicious meal for the hungry giant. All his bones were added to the fence, and Matuku imprisoned the servants in his lair, a dark and fearsome cave. As the days and Matuku's hunger grew, the bones of the servants would surely be used to build the giant fence. Now, listen carefully, boys. The old warrior, Wahiaroa, had a brave son. He was a strong, young warrior, and his name was Rata. Rata was very saddened when news of his father's sorry fate reached him. As a proud warrior, he swore an oath of Utu, promising to capture and cook the giant bird. Along with his special atua, Punga Werewere the spider, Rata set out to hunt for Matuku Tangotango. Friday night in the darkness. Friday night on the veranda with Rata, Punga Werewere, and Matuku, the giant bird battling in Great Aunt Queenie's lap. Machu pinches my leg hard. Small brothers do that when they've had a whakawehi. But I'm not afraid of giants, especially when Great Auntie Queenie's with us. "Rata came to a wide river. Are you listening, boy?" asks Auntie Queenie, because now Machu had his head buried under our blanket. "Yes, Auntie," mumbles my little brother. Our great auntie shakes her head, looks into the night, and then continues. "The river made Punga Werewere happy, for this was where a spider could be of help to a man. Spinning a long cobweb, Punga Werewere asked the wind to blow it across to the far side of the river. Many strands woven together made a rope for Rata to climb across the water in safety. Once Rata had reached the far side, Punga Werewere untied his cobweb rope and swung across to join him. Together, they attached the rope to a large log and dangled the noose over the cliff where Matuku had his cave. Rata climbed down to Matuku's cave and called out to the giant bird. Hearing a man's voice, Matuku flapped his huge wings and said, "With your bones, I can finish my fence." As the giant came out of his cave to capture Rata, Punga Wereware dropped his noose over his neck. The spider had sneered the giant bird with his cobweb. Laughing, Punga Wereware said, "Ka mokoi au tehere, ka mate koe." "I fastened on you the noose, which killed you." Because the cobweb rope was so strong and well made, it wasn't long before Matuku choked and died. Rata cut off his head, and the body of Matuku was soon cooking in a large earth umu. With the freed servants, Rata and Punga Wereware sat down that night to a huge feast of cooked bird. The next morning, they were up early, and using Matuku's bones, they finished building his fence for him. Friday night. A good time for Great Auntie Queenie to whakawehi Machu and me. On the veranda, with large Auntie Queenie shooing Machu and me off to bed after her story. Friday night, and a big warm bed for Machu and I to hide in. We run inside the front door where it's light. Great Auntie Queenie calls after us. "And remember, boy, all that happened long, long ago. So don't let Matuku whakawehi you." "No, Auntie," we yell back. "Just you remember how good a friend Punga Wereware the spider can be. And make sure you go straight to sleep," she says. "Yes, Auntie," I yell down the hall. And then Machu and I dive into our safe, warm bed. Friday night on the veranda, and Great Auntie Queenie's story. My favorite time of the week.
Greetings, Marurile. Due to the atmospheric conditions in the South Pacific, it is very hazardous sleeping at night by yourself. You are now about to hear the rhythmic sounds of Simi sleeping. Good one, Simi.